There is no doubt locally, if Martin McGuinness hadn't been buried today, the main story on the news tonight would have been the funeral of Ryan McBride, the young footballer, the captain of Derry City, who died suddenly over the weekend, who is being laid to rest today as well. And he's been laid to rest in the very same chapel that Martin McGuinness's funeral will be held in. I want to speak to Sarah Moore, our reporter, who's with the cortege as it leaves Ryan McBride's house. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Well, I'm actually just outside the church here as we're waiting for the cortege to make its way from Ryan McBride's family home. And as you mentioned there, yes, of course, there are two funerals happening here in Derry today. Really, it's a day of goodbyes for the city. And the guests would like to say, probably for any funeral of a young man, there really is a sombre mood outside the church. And where I'm standing at the moment, ladies from Derry City football team and underage boys teams are lining the route to pay their respects. So really, it is a very sad occasion here in the city. People are already turning up wearing their scarves around their necks just to show their pride in their beloved football team and, of course, their beloved captain, Ryan McBride, who died suddenly.
This is the third time in recent years that tragedy has touched Derry City. The people who were lost in the Buncrana tragedy were all related to one of their players, Mark Farran, who was a former leading player. He died after an illness at a very young age. And now the loss of Ryan. It's difficult for people in a community like that, especially a close-knit footballing community, to cope with such tragedy.
I think what probably is most shocking for people is, you know, these sportsmen are at the prime. They are very fit. And Ryan obviously led his team, Derry City, to victory at the weekend. And then hours later, he tragically died. And I think a sudden death for anyone is very hard to comprehend and understand. And you can see it in everyone's faces here as they're arriving. They probably just can't comprehend or understand that they are coming here to say goodbye to the captain of their beloved team, a man that has been described as one of the greats, a great leader on the pitch and also a great leader off the pitch. And I think the tributes that have been paid to Ryan are probably testament to his character, and especially in the field and in the kind of world that he was living in, that football world. So really, people are coming out here to sadly say goodbye, but also probably, you know, pay tribute to someone that they will never forget.
Dignitaries from the political world would be at Martin McGuinness's funeral. Well-known people from the sporting world will be arriving for Ryan's funeral, and many people locally will be going to both funerals.
Yes, of course. I have been told that the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins, will in fact be coming to Ryan McBride's funeral. He did pay his respects and condolences to the family when he learned of Ryan's sad death, and he is expected to be here. And of course, you know, this city is going to be coming to a bit of a standstill throughout the day because it is saying goodbye to one of its most famous politicians, Martin McGuinness, but also one of its most loved footballers, and that of course is Ryan. Ryan was only 27. He was captain of his team, and I've been reading up really on his career and trying to learn about his character. And one thing that stood out was he always said that, you know, players can go to England, they can go to Scotland, but all he ever really wanted to do was play for Derry City Football Club. He lives in this area, he's from Brandywell, and he played here. And I think that really is reflected in the numbers of people that are starting to turn up. His cortege was leaving his family home at around 9:20, making that journey to the church here. And people here, you know, I would say at the moment we're looking at around 200 odd people starting just to line the route and pay their respects.
Very sad day on the city side. Sarah, thank you very much for that. Sarah Moore, who will be reporting on UTV Live tonight, this evening at 6 o'clock, to cover the funeral of Ryan McBride.